主啊，我们今天在这里一天过一天，你是我们的荣耀。到了有一天，在荣耀里，我们知道你就是我们的奖赏。主，我们感谢你，因为我们追求的目的乃是你自己，我们侍奉的目的也是你自己。最后，我们知道你就是我们的奖赏，你是我们的荣耀，你也是我们的冠冕。我们把感谢赞美都归给你。现在我们求你再次安静我们的心，主，但愿我们聚精会神在你的脚前。主，但愿今天早晨因着你恩典在我们身上工作，让我们不失去任何你话语的片段。主，求你向教会施恩。主，但愿把你心头的话借在这个机会里面不折不扣的倾倒在我们中间。主，听我们的祷告，愿荣耀都归给你，愿祝福归给我们，用羞辱归给你的仇敌，靠着基督可爱的名。
This is Paul in the church.
This is Paul in the church. It's not Paul's church.
他是鼓励亚波罗尼去。
And therefore he encouraged Apollos to go.
那亚波罗怎样？
他发现 Apollos
机会来了。
Here comes the opportunity.
我就去了。
I'll go.
那我把整个就给拿过来。
And therefore I'll take over that church for myself.
亚波罗说我不去。
Apollos said I will not go.
亚波罗劝他他也不去。
Paul encouraged him to go, but he
refused to go.
Because we avoid any schism among God's
people.
Brothers
and sisters,
when you read God's
word,
we see the church in the early days,
everything
they do it coordinately.
Why? Because
they all are there to build up the body of
Christ.
No one there was there to build their personal thing.
最后,
finally,
we are getting from Jesus.
Here some people say,
不错, 身体里头的事情是配搭的。
It's true, the body ministry is coordinated.
因为更多前书第二章里面,
because 1 Corinthians 12,
告诉我们说, 我们是一个身子, 许多的肢体。
And it says we are one body, and the body has many members.
神就造出他的美意, 把我们安排在这个身体里面。
And God, according to his wisdom, he arranged all those members in the body.
你在这个身体里面是哪一个肢体?
Which member you are in the body of Christ?
不是你所能拣选的。
It's not a matter of your choice.
是神安排的。
God arranged it.
神把你安排做哪一个肢体？
God arranged you to be that particular member.
你就做哪一个肢体？
You can do the work of that particular member.
实在在神你面前，肢体没有大小之别的。
Strictly speaking, in the body of Christ, there is no big member or smaller member.
都是身体上的肢体。
We are all members of that one body.
并且圣灵就照着他的旨意，把合适的恩赐赐给那个。
And according to the wisdom of the Holy Spirit, He gives gifts according to each member.
这个你也不可以妄求的。
You cannot seek for it.
因为圣灵知道你是哪一个肢体。
Because Holy Spirit knows you are which member,
他就把那个合适的恩赐赐给你。
And he gives you the appropriate grace.
如果你是手的话,
if you are the hand,
他把脚的恩赐赐给你。
And he gives you the gift of the grace of the feet.
那你一天到晚在那里爬了。
Now, and you crawl every day?
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
今天我们以为说,
we assume,
这个恩赐我要,
I want that gift,
那个恩赐我不要,
I don't want the other gift.
但是神知道,
but God knows,
是他造作他的美意,
and he gives gifts,
圣灵就把相当的恩赐给你,
he gives it by the Holy Spirit.
如果神要你做手的话,
if God wants you to be the hand,
他给你有哪的恩赐,
he gives you the grace, the gift to hold things.
所以恩赐实在也没有大小。
So gift, there's no big gift or small gift.
恩赐都是需要。
We need all the gifts.
而这些恩赐都要配搭起来。
All these gifts must be also coordinated.
你不要以为说你有了恩赐。
Do not assume once you have the gift,
你就能单独侍奉。
Then you can serve individually.
你就是有了那个恩赐。
Even though you have the gift,
要成全你的恩赐。
If you want to fulfill your ministry,
他的配搭起来。
You need the coordination.
也许弟兄姊妹在那里看我的时候
and some brothers and sisters you look at our brother
看见我一口好的牙齿
so he a mouthful of good teeth
其实都是假的
they are all false teeth
我记得我发牙的时候
our brother remember when he, the dentist was pulling his teeth
他把我上面的牙齿统统拔掉了
he pulled all the upper teeth
我底下牙齿还在那里
and the lower teeth were still there
那个时候我在教书
our brother at that moment he was a teacher、
我就到学校里去教书去
he went to school to teach
我教英文
And our brother was teaching English.
但是当我教书的时候
So when he was teaching,
我觉得这个发音啊就很困难
And he said we cannot pronounce words.
你知道我常常说说话是用舌头说话吗
Our brother said often that you speak with your tongue.
是不是呢
Isn't that true?
但是如果我们有牙齿配合的话
If you have no the cooperation, if you do not have the cooperation of your teeth,
这个话也说不清楚了
You cannot speak clearly.
感谢神我的学生都没有笑我
And thank God the students did not laugh at me.
他们背后那是另外一个故事。
They left behind my back, maybe.
所以你要看你都要配合他。
So it's everything has to be cooperate.
弟兄姊妹，我们在哪里吃饭呢？
我们 eat.
我们就吃饭是牙齿的事情。
然后你 eat with your teeth.
牙齿在哪里就它。
You chew.
消化它。
You chew and digest.
舌头是说话。
Tongue is for speaking.
牙齿是吃饭。
Teeth are for eating.
你把牙，你把舌头拿掉算。
You take your tongue away.
看你怎么吃饭。
See how you eat.
你知道你把这个东西放到嘴里去了。
When you chew in your mouth,
你先要把它吃断。
You need to chew and cut.
吃断之后要送到后面去，把它磨一磨。
And you have to grind with your back teeth.
那么什么把你的食物和翻来翻去呢
？What is that organ that moves your food into your mouth around?
是你的舌头在哪里帮帮忙的
？It is your tongue that's helping you to chew properly.
如果没有舌头，你要把手指在哪里翻来翻去
？If there's no tongue, you have to use your finger to move your food around.
那恐怕你咬你的舌头了。
And you bite your own finger.
不行的
，It cannot be.
所以你要看见。
So you have to see.
所有肢体的部分都得配合。
All the members must be coordinated.
否则的话没有办法。
Otherwise, there's no service.
身体里头的部分实在是美丽呀。
The body service is indeed a beautiful picture.
实在都是配合做事情。
It is coordinated service.
所以你不要自以为一个人可以。
So do not think you alone is sufficient.
你必须要与众弟兄姊妹一同侍奉。
You must serve with your brothers and sisters.
而侍奉的目的是为了建造基督的。
And the purpose of service is for the upbuilding of the body of Christ.
那么又要给几分钟
？I want to borrow a couple more minutes.
还有一句
，One more thing.
你知道在以弗所第四章里面
，In the book Ephesians 4，
这里给我们看见有两种不同的。
Now we see there are two ministries there.
一种的是神赐给教会。
One ministry is what God gives to the church.
有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教士。
There is the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, and the pastors and teachers.
这一个就是。
This ministry,
今天我们就叫他所谓的工人呐。
We call them today as workers.
这个其实姑且叫他工人了。
All right, for the moment, we'll call them workers.
这一些都是话语的指示。
These are all for the ministry of the word.
神把这些人赐给教会。
God gives this.People to the church,
来成全圣徒
to equip the saints.
当圣徒成全的时候
and when they are fully equipped,
然后从身体里头就产生一个身体的职分
and then the body begins to be able to minister unto itself.
这里告诉我们说，就各尽己职
and everybody, every joint supplies,
来完成这个身体的职事
to share the ministry of the body.
所以职事有两种
So service has two aspects.
一种我们称它为身体的知识。
What we call the body ministry.
乃是从身体里头产生出来。
It comes from the body itself.
每一个弟兄姊妹都有份。
Every member has a share.
当我们属灵的生量长大的时候。
As we grow in the Lord.
我们就可以侍奉了。
Then we begin to serve.
还有一个侍奉。
Another ministry.
所谓话语的知识。
We call the ministry of the word.
所谓工人的工作。
We call the work of the work.
他们就坐在这个身体的上面。
They work on the church.
他们的目的就是叫这个圣徒能长大。
Their purpose is for the saints to grow.
叫圣徒能装培。
So the saints can be equipped.
所以他们就能起来侍奉。
Then they can rise up and serve.
圣经里从来没有叫这一些所谓的工人来管理教会。
The scripture has no such instructions for the workers to control the church.
这些人是帮助教会的建立。
These people are simply to help equip the saints.
教会的建立，真正的建造，乃是从教会里头出来。
The real building up of the church is within the church itself.
那么我们说了。
Now we say,
在身体里头的侍奉是最大的。
We say that the minister within the body is a coordinated ministry.
那么这些工人的侍奉需要不需要配搭？
We say need for the workers among them to be coordinated.
是不是做所谓工人的就可以单独侍奉了呢？
Those who call themselves workers, they can do their individual work.
我们看见也不能。
We see they cannot.
我过已经讲过一节了。
I share a little bit already.
我们前年当初使徒他们的侍奉是一同侍奉。
We already mentioned that the apostles their service was a coordinated service.
就是彼得，就是保罗和亚波罗也有相当的配搭。
Even Paul and Apollos they were coordination.
就是在这个所谓的工人的侍奉中也是有配搭。
Even among those who work.There is also coordination.
因为没有一个神的仆人乃是有全备的恩赐。
Because no God's servant has all the gifts.
教会大过神的仆人。
The gift is bigger.
The church is bigger than God's servant.
所以我们看见教会需要各方面的知识来培养。
And so we see church needs all kinds of gifts to help and equip.
不单是这样。
More than that.
你看见所有那些所谓做工的人
and all those who are so-called workers
虽然他们的工作是坐在教会的身上
even though their work is work on the church
但是同时
but at the same time
他们也是身体里头的一个肢体
at the same time they are also members of the body of Christ
你知道今天有的神的仆人
today some of God's servants
没有根的
there's no root
他们到处游行
they are travelers
在哪里侍奉
and they serve
感谢赞美神
praise God
神借着他们来造就圣徒
and God used them to put his saints
让他们自己与教会不发生关系
but they themselves were not related to the body of the church
他们没有配搭在身体里面
but they were not there fitting it into the body ministry
如果这样的话
if that's the case
你看见就产生两种的结果。
It will create two consequences.
第一种的结果，它就是光在那里游来游去。
One phenomenon will be they will be moving around.
但是它自己根本没有配搭，也没有交通。
They themselves lack fellowship and there is no coordination.
还有一个结果
，another consequence，
它就是建立。自己势力的范围
and they establish their own territory
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
彼得我们看见他可以出去侍奉
Peter can go out and serve
但是他回到耶路撒冷
but he returned again to Jerusalem
耶路撒冷他是一个弟兄
in Jerusalem he was one of the brothers
保罗他可以出去侍奉
Paul can go out and serve
他回到安提亚
and he returned to Antioch
在亚细亚安提亚他是一个弟兄
and Antioch he was one of the brothers
我们侍奉神的所谓的工人
and we those who consider ourselves
我们也不能脱离教会
we cannot be unrelated to the church
我们建造教会
We go to church.
We go to
church, but we cannot be unrelated to the church.
So
if you read God's word, all the services in God's word, they are all coordinated services. All within the body of Christ. And all related to the house of God. This kind of service is what is pleasing in His
heart.
Let's pray.
我们的主，我们要把自己献给你，我们求你在我们身上做更胜的工作，叫我们成为你一个合用的器皿，但是我们的主啊，也求你开启我们的心眼，叫我们不至于做一个单独侍奉的人，做一个脱离敬而侍奉的人，主啊，求你叫我们所有侍奉的人都能配搭起来，好叫你的圣体真正的被建造，好叫你的国度能早早的降临，听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣的名，阿门。
第三节弟兄们唱，第四节大家一起唱。 Let's sing this hymn once more.
我的目的乃是三地四地，我的爱人是多么。
brothers.